From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a second day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch said he would continue embracing judicial independence if he is appointed to the nation's highest court. Gorsuch also told the lawmakers he would have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require.
A good judge doesn't give a whit about politics or the political implications of his or her decision.
Mr. Trump nominated Gorsuch to fill the seat once occupied by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who died early last year. Republicans refused to consider former President Barack Obama's pick, citing the timing of the presidential election. Britain said Tuesday that it would ban passengers from carrying laptops and other large electronic devices on flights into the country from six Middle Eastern nations. This follows a similar measure announced by the United States. The new British ban impacts direct flights from Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Tunisia, and Saudi Arabia. A spokesman for the prime minister said that the steps are necessary and proportionate to allow passengers to travel safely. Earlier Tuesday, the U.S. Transportation Safety Agency issued a similar ban on passengers flying directly within and to the United States. That's from 10 Middle Eastern airports without offering a reason for that specific ban. The U.S. State Department confirmed that the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will not attend the NATO summit in Brussels this April.